Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
With so many critical issues, the last thing the American people need right now is a government shutdown.
The federal government is set to run out of money this Friday at midnight as lawmakers continue debating 12 annual funding bills. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says failure to reach a deal on those bills by Friday will likely result in a partial government shutdown. Avoiding that shutdown is just one item on Congress's holiday to-do list, which also includes addressing the debt ceiling, voting on President Joe Biden's Build Back Better framework, and adopting the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA. The NDAA, which establishes guidelines and priorities for defense spending, passed the House in September. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expressed concerns about the proposal.
The bipartisan National Defense Strategy Commission has made clear we cannot shortchange our military modernization and have a prayer of competing with the People's Republic of China or even the declining but dangerous Russian Republic.
Talks to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear deal resumed in Vienna Monday. Discussions between Iran, Russia, China, France, Germany, and Britain have been on hold for 6 months. The Trump administration dropped out of the agreement in 2018, which is why the U.S. wasn't directly included in the talks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. is looking to return to the negotiating table in the future.
This is the best available option to restrict Iran's nuclear program and provide a platform to address Iran's destabilizing conduct.
Among other things, the original deal lifted economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on their nuclear program. A House committee tasked with investigating the January 6th insurrection plans to charge another former Trump official with contempt of Congress. The New York Times reports the committee is pushing forward with charges against Jeffrey Clark, a former official in the Department of Justice. Jack Dorsey is stepping down as the CEO of Twitter, the social media company he co-founded in 2006. Twitter has come under scrutiny in recent years as Democrats say the site has failed to address misinformation and hate speech, while Republicans accuse the company of censoring conservative voices. Dorsey told a House subcommittee in March the company's moderation efforts are constantly evolving.
We believe in free debate and conversation to find the truth. At the same time, we must balance that with our desire to, for our service not to be used to sow confusion, division, or destruction.
Carrie Meek, a former congresswoman from Florida, died this past Sunday at 95. Meek, the granddaughter of a slave and the child of a sharecropper, held office from 1993 to 2003. She was one of the first Black Floridians to serve in Congress since Reconstruction in the 1870s. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.